Back now with day-to-day, defense contractor Northrop Grumman has a new product that it calls SkyGuard. This is a laser-based system designed to protect airports and other private facilities from missile attacks. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, does Northrop Grumman say exactly what this defense system does?
Well, it does, Alex. The company says it'll protect a 10-kilometer area from incoming rockets, missiles, and artillery shells. And you can see a rendition of the system in action on Northrop's website. And it's really reminiscent of President Ronald Reagan's Star Wars plan. I mean, there's a laser beam of light arcing through the sky, and it looks like it's hitting a number of rockets before they touch down on the ground below. So the company says the system is a meteor version of its tactical high-energy laser that it's already developed for the U.S. Army and the Israel Ministry of Defense, and with some funding from them. And it says that it's proven that the system works.
Are you saying that these lasers would shoot down these missiles? Or is Northrop Grumman
right.
saying that?
Northrop Grumman says it can get them before they hit the ground. It can destroy them before they hit the ground.
And how much would this system cost, and who's going to buy it?
Well, as for the cost, it would depend on the setup. But Northrop says a typical protective shield for an airport, for example, would cost about $30 million, and a larger unit could cost more than $200 million. Now, Northrop is pushing this system to the Armed Services, the Department of Homeland Security, and to other countries like Japan, South Korea, and Israel. But the company is also confident that it could sell this shield to private industries like a manufacturing facility or an airport. But I spoke with Fred Burton about the demand for the shield in the private sector. He works at Strategic Forecasting, a private intelligence company, and he says the shield really fails the practicality test for a lot of businesses.
This kind of shield would perhaps be very effective within Israel, for example, that has incoming Katyusha rockets and so forth. But in reality, this kind of system would probably be a waste of money deployed at an airport in Little Rock, Arkansas.
So Burton says, you know, there are just too many other ground threats that airports are dealing with to make spending money on this shield worthwhile in many places.
Is anyone else besides Northrop trying to build one of these?
Yes, there are a few companies that have versions, not quite the same thing, but Boeing and Raytheon are also pitching similar products. Coming up later today on Marketplace, Alex, we're going to be looking at why Walmart has decided to give shoplifters a little leeway.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.